Hi, we have Lowry Cruz, founder and CEO of the 18th Ward. Lowry, welcome to the show.
Hey, Newell, thanks for having me.
So, Lowry, if you would, before we dig deep into this topic, and I just want to let everybody know, I ran into Lowry at a function last week. We started talking. I was a swimmer. I asked about the swimming program. We'll get to that in a moment. But Lowry, I want you, if you would, to, for a few moments, tell the listening audience what it is that 18th Ward does.
The 18th Ward is a nonprofit in New Orleans designed to build community by bringing families together from all 17 wards across the city. We use sports to do that. Some of our larger programs include swimming, gymnastics, soccer, flag football, basketball, and we have an incredible workforce development program where teenagers and young adults are leading the programs that our youth are participating in, whether that's during the school day, after school, evenings and weekends. We had over 14,000 kids on our roster this year and hired hundreds of teenagers who get paid to lead these programs. So it's great leadership development. It's great workforce readiness programming. And we're trying to meet the demands that exist in our community. Our families are asking us to do more, and we're trying. But we need more access to spaces, particularly swimming pools, especially during the summertime. I know that's a big topic.
Yeah, I was struck because I asked you about, you know, whether or not we had any information as to whether the pools were going to be open this year. The city operated and funded pools, and you said you thought that was not going to happen. Is that in fact the case?
Well, I probably read the same NOAA.com article every summer that you and your listeners do, where there's a lifeguard shortage and pools or maybe under construction or repair and not able to open. It's my hope that all the pools are open and they're fully staffed. We've been operating the last couple years using private pools. The YMCA in Central City has been a great partner, University of New Orleans, Loyola, the JCC, Newman. A lot of private operators have allowed us to use their pools to teach swimming. But so far, we haven't had any luck gaining city pool access. And we've offered to rent pool space from Nord, but we've been told to stay in our lane.
Well, that is your lane, is it not? I mean, you know, I was a competitive swimmer, and all of those facilities that you mentioned, most of them, either their predecessor or they were around when I was swimming, and they all outsourced and provided for other groups that had played a significant role in swimming lessons over a period of time. That's what they did. I mean, I don't understand. So this is something that they have no desire to do. I mean, programmatically, they haven't been able to click on one cylinder, much less multiple cylinders, for a long time. And you guys have been successfully delivering this service, which is incredibly important. As you point out, that drowning is one of the leading causes of accidental death for children in this country. And it would seem to me that this is an easy fix.
It seems that way to me too, Newell, and I'm not sure what the hurdles are, but we've been very clear that our goal would not be to displace any current programming at Nord Pools. Most of our other pool partners, they just allow us to rent and pay for one or two lanes while they may also be teaching swim lessons or have lap swimming or water aerobics. So I think most pools are large enough to have more than one provider in those pools at a time. I mean, we taught over 1,000 young people how to swim this year without owning any pools or having regular access. Luckily, we just had some really great partners who allowed us to rent those spaces. But as our swim program goals grows, those rental fees grow. And so then we run into a situation where we're paying more to rent facilities, and then that's less money to hire instructors and lifeguards to teach. So we end up teaching fewer kids because we have to pay more for that access. And I think it's something that the city should be providing more of. And I think it's something we're very willing to work in partnership with the city in order to do. We had a great partnership this year with the New Orleans Health Department. They received a federal grant from the CDC, and that helped support our swim program. And it's something we'd like to continue, but we need a better partnership with our city to do that.
But this is the other thing that strikes me, and maybe this new administration is just simply not aware of the P's and Q's here. You guys have been incredibly well received in all 17 wards. You guys have run incredible successful programs, and obviously thousands upon thousands of parents have put their trust in you for not only the kids that are receiving the services, but the kids that are playing in the leadership roles and changing their lives and creating new opportunities for them in order to succeed. And so we don't really have to do much marketing of this program, right? I mean, it's a natural transition for your participants to move from one sport to the other, one activity to the other, to experience. And going back to what I said before is that drowning is one of the leading causes of accidental death for children in the country today. And we're surrounded by water. I mean, I remember as a kid going down to the canals and the east bank of Jefferson Parish and catching guppies and whatever other fish were in there, you know, and fishing in the canals, fishing at the lakefront, getting on my bike, riding miles with my fishing pole to go stand on the rocks in the lake and fish and catch garfish and catch croakers, and every now and again lucky enough to catch a speckled trout, maybe even a redfish every now and again. But it was that thrill. But, you know, my parents always had the comfort of knowing that I could swim. I was a swimmer. And my mom used to tell me, if you drown, I'm going to kill you. It's like, you know, but I mean, it's just, I am having difficulty connecting and, you know, not being able to connect dots here. I mean, it just doesn't make sense.
Well, it's important that all of our kids have the skills and confidence to be around water, whether they're going off to summer camp or whether they're fishing with their family, or whether they just want to jump in a pool and cool off. I was a teacher and a principal before I started the 18th ward. And when one of my students died with his family in a drowning accident, that's what really kickstarted the swim program. And we did one water safety event at the JCC, and then the next thing you know, we're enrolling students in the thousands. And we'll launch our summer registration on May 14th, and within 10 minutes, all of our swim spots will be filled. And it's because our staff does a great job. We just finished our spring swim program, and 98% of our families said they'd highly recommend our program, and so it's in really high demand. And my worry is that we're not going to be able to meet that demand, even though this is a solvable problem, if the right partnerships exist. I mean, it's our belief that every kid in New Orleans should learn how to swim before they graduate. That could be graduating 4th grade, 8th grade, 12th grade. We can teach all of them to swim, if given the opportunity.
Yeah, you know, and Lowry, I kind of put my money where my mouth is. I support a group called the Blue Boot Rodeo. It's put on in Grand Isle, tragically, a young family lost a very young child that was in the neighborhood and at a pool that didn't belong to them, and ultimately went in the pool but was of age, could have known, you know, could have had swimming lessons and learned how to swim, and drowned. And they started this in his memory. And what they do is they give out free life preservers and swimming lessons. And it's turned out to be the largest rodeo in Grand Isle, raising more money than any other event down there, because this touches families every day, right? You know, everyone's required to have a gate and stuff in their fence if they have a pool in their yard, but these gates can be opened. And, you know, it's, and, you know, so it's a legitimate worry. And if the more kids that we can put in pools and the more instruction that we can give out there, the less tragedies we're going to hear about, right?
You're right about that. And this is something that's deeply personal to us. And I know there's concern out there from a lot of families of, that their child may not have the opportunity to learn how to swim. Private swim lessons are very expensive, and our families can pay as little as $5 for an entire season of swim lessons. And we've got more than enough trained staff to prepare our students to be safe and successful in the water, so much so that just in the last couple of years, our beginner swimmers have advanced, and we're providing even more comprehensive set of programs so that, you know, they may can join their swim team one day. So the growth has been tremendous just over the last 2 years, and we're hoping to keep that momentum going.
And I'm confident that some of the younger kids that are in your program will ultimately end up being student swimming leaders and will be instructors in your program in the very near future.
You're right about that. That's one of the unique things about our model, is that those 14,000 kids on our rosters this year are all going to be prepared to coach and lead programs, whether they're going to be a basketball coach or a lifeguard or a gymnastics instructor. They're going to be prepared to give back to their community and have a good first job and continue to be leaders in our city. I mean, we've got an endless supply of talent, and our kids just need opportunities so that we can cultivate that talent and help them on their pathway. And so I really appreciate you bringing some attention to this issue. And I hope that all the pools are open, and I hope that there's plenty of lifeguards. And if the 18th Ward can help at a private or public location, we're ready and willing.
Well, I'm certain that some of the right folks are going to hear this interview today, and I certainly hope that someone will be reaching out to you shortly. And if it's a question of finances, I would certainly hope that someone would bring this to the forefront, because I'm confident that we could raise enough money. I've seen a number of these programs started, and there's no shortage of parents' desire to appropriately fund this, because the cycle of life changes when your child predeceases you as a parent. And there's no worse experience out there. It just breaks my heart every time we hear about it. And I'm sure you as a teacher and a principal had many of those, right? Where that cycle was broken and it's, you don't recover. It's just one of those things, right?
This is a very solvable problem. And, you know, for the last couple of years, we've been faced with the same issue, or just a little more space and a little more funding. And we can be part of the solution. And I know there's other great providers out there. And we all have to work together because our kids deserve this opportunity. And we should be rallying around this idea that when our kids are born, they're going to learn in New Orleans, surrounded by water, they're going to learn to swim, because we're making it affordable, we're making it accessible. And if folks are interested, our registration for summer starts May 14th. You can find it on the 18thward.org, our website. And we're really thankful for the New Orleans Health Department. They've taken a big lead and unlocked a lot of opportunities for young people this year.
Absolutely. I mean, and historically, everybody in city government has been there, you know, at one point in time or another for the development of 18th Ward. And I know that the NOLA Coalition, Michael Heck and his group have premiered you guys and are big believers in you guys as well.
The NOLA Coalition has been a great support group for us. We're going to be providing some more youth opportunities this summer in the River District in partnership with Clover, thanks to the NOLA Coalition. Excited to announce that later this week. But this is personal to us. We wake up every day trying to figure out how we can create more opportunities for our kids, whether that's during the school day or after school and on the weekends. There's a lot of young people in our city who need more opportunities. They need more swim lessons. They need more summer camp options. And it has to be affordable. And we have to go into neighborhoods that have fewer swim lesson opportunities or fewer summer camps and be there for those families. So we're ready and willing. We've got a really strong team, and I appreciate you amplifying that message for us.
Well, Lowry Cruz, thank you. I'm a big believer in what you guys do, and we thank you for being down in the trenches, being a difference maker each and every day. We are a better city for it. Lowry Cruz, founder and CEO of the 18th Ward. Have a great week.
Thanks, Newell. You too.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. In fact, on the text line, all second graders in St. Bernard Parish Public Schools are taught to swim. That's the highlight of my day right there. We'll be right back.